Drykkuiers. Ontmoet die kleurvolle karakters van Centraal Suid-Afrika.
First of all, let's start off with Café Chocolate. I've been there. It's a bit of a haven. It feels surreal being there. Would you like to take us through the whole idea, where you came up with the idea and how long you've been doing it?
Café Chocolate was born out of us owning a chocolate factory, McKinley's Chocolate. We started McKinley's Chocolate about 11 years ago. Kayla and myself went to Indaba in Durban and we did a workshop. And the workshop was on Facebook, how to market through Facebook. We came back and Kayla had made chocolate, so we decided to make chocolates. And the first night we actually did this whole little exercise. We sold like about 6,000 rand worth of chocolates on Facebook, and that's how it started. So we started a chocolate factory. And then the chocolate factory got too small, and I was in Japan on a trade show selling chocolates in Japan, and this opportunity of a restaurant came up, and when I got back, my entire office was packed up, and we were going to open a restaurant, and we were going to connect food, lifestyle, and chocolate together. That was the theme. We had spoken about it, we hadn't actually done it. So when I got back in March, 6 years ago from Japan, we had a restaurant, and a month later we opened Café Chocolate. And that's really how it started. And then from there we had, you know, we live very organically and we grow very much our own food and the permaculture life and try as much being off the grid as far as a lifestyle is concerned, as far as living. So from there it organically grew, and then we saw an opportunity. We had this room in the theater, in the restaurant. We didn't really know what to do with it. So we decided to let's open a theater. And with my connection with Cherry Festival and connection with being in the entertainment and events businesses that I've done for many years, I just phoned people and I said, look, I'm opening a little theater. Would you guys be interested? And that's really how it started. From there, it's just kind of catapult, you know. I mean, we have really good shows. I mean, we brought some of the top shows to South Africa. And people are always blown away when they come to Ficksburg and we've got this theater and they hear who's performed at in our place. And, you know, COVID's been very hard on us. We haven't had much since COVID's come in, so we've actually shut down. I wouldn't say shut down. We just slowed down the theater a bit because it's pretty dangerous, number one. And secondly, you know, people are just not in the mood to do theater and things like that. But definitely the theater's still very much alive, and you know, so we created it, you know, not having much technical experience, you know, and now we do full-on theatre. And I have to say, it's become part of our lives, you know. You've got to add a little bit of glamour to, you know, I always believe you need bling in life. It doesn't matter how cheap it is, the cheaper actually the better. And the more bling and the more fun and the more fantasy you bring to life, the nicer life becomes, you know. We don't have to focus on the dull things. Every day the sun comes up, it's bright. You need bright things that reflect and give little blitzy things in our lives. So theatre definitely does that. And then as a result of that, we've stemmed out into doing a market as well. So we have the Café Chocolate Market every Saturday, which is a wonderful opportunity that we give people. It's free. Anybody can come. We don't charge any fee to come, as long as people support the market itself. So yeah, so we have a market that's now evolved as a result. So we have the theatre, the market. We've created a gin bar as well. Unfortunately, that's also taken a bit of a hammering with the COVID. But, you know, we've got over 70 different gins that we've got in our gin bar, which also makes it very, very exciting. You know, here in the middle of the Vrystaat, people kind of think that, you know, nothing really happens and it's flat. But we've actually created like an oasis and given people opportunities. We've also created opportunities for upcoming people and of our town and whoever. So when we have a show, we'll bring some of our local people in to do the before show of a nice big show coming in. So it has created a platform for people and to give them confidence to perform in that. So that's really what we do now.
It's great how you support the community. That's really something, you know, that I find in all the small towns that I go to. There's always one or two people that really make a difference and really make things happen. And you definitely one of those people in Ficksburg.
It's important that you get the community involved in your lives. I mean, we live in community and we've chosen to have community life. So it's important to get them involved in your life and to bring them out to it. So, you know, it's, I think we always lose the focus that everything has to be about money. If you don't have a community, you've got nothing. So you have to look after your community. And you've got to invest in your community because they're the people that are going to invest in you. You know, Johannesburg's not going to, and Bloemfontein's not going to empty out into Pittsburgh every weekend or when we have a show. It's my local community that supports us. So we have to support the community. And wherever you can give back to the community, and if you have a happy community, you have a healthy environment.
So what made you decide on that type of lifestyle? Like you said, you mean, I mean, you decided to go off grid, sort of, as you said, as best as possible.
If you take a lifestyle, I lived in Johannesburg and I lived in Cape Town for a while, and if you travel, you sit in a car and you sit in traffic for an hour, let's say an hour a day, going to work and an hour coming back. That's 2 hours a day. That's 14 hours a week or 10 hours a week that you sit in a car. You equate that to days in a year. It becomes a staggering amount of about 46 days a year that you sit going to work. You know, we can all make money and we've all learned how to survive, but we can't make time. The time you have, choose to spend it very wisely because you can't buy it. No man in the world can give you that time. You know, sometimes you just got to evaluate, is the money worth it or is the time worth it? And for me, because I would rather have quality time, not have the money. I mean, yes, we do need money, but it's so much more rewarding, you know, to grow your own things, to cultivate and speak and have connections with like-minded people. You know, a wonderful little example once happened here in Pittsburgh. A woman came from Johannesburg and she said she doesn't understand how we could live here. And I said to her, what do you mean? How can we live here? She said, you know, there's no Woolworths. There's like nothing. I said, ma'am, that's where you're so wrong. I said, the whole town's Woolworths. I said, everybody grows stuff. If there's a glut of something, everybody's happy to give. I said, most of us all grow it organically in any way. You know, everybody's got a little vegetable patch. If there's a lot of green beans and someone says, or broad beans or apricots, you can buy peaches like very cheaply, like a rand a peach. Most people will give them to you. You know, I said, that's the difference. I said, you know, we have theatre once a month, sometimes twice a month we have theatre. I said, you live in a city where there's probably 25 theatres. How many times a year do you go to theatre? She says, we never go. I said, well, in Pittsburgh we go every month. So, and I said, the most important thing for me about living in the country, and I said, I choose to live here. It's a choice. I said, you know, when you live in a city, you can't see far. You see your next door neighbor's wall and you can see the sky and it's never clear. I said, yeah. I can see far. I can see the Maluties. They're 80 kilometers away. They're full of snow today. I mean, the mountains are cut. I said, you know, it's a picture. It's like living overseas. I'm looking at beautiful pictures all the time. That's what I live. I can see far. I said, you don't see far. So you become very clouded in judgment by saying, yes, you've got great shopping malls. Who needs shopping malls when you can see far? She was actually quite amazed, you know, when I said that to her. I said, you know, we've got to reevaluate what we want out of life.
So how did you end up in Pittsburgh?
I originally come from Pittsburgh. I was born in Pittsburgh. My parents were traders. They lived in Lesotho. And so the only closest hospital to where they lived in Lariby was Pittsburgh. I was born in Pittsburgh, and then I grew up in Lesotho. And, you know, I always say Pittsburgh's not the best place in the world, but it's a nice place. You know, you can be anywhere in the world. You have to decide where you want to be happy. It doesn't have to be the most beautiful place. You make your own happiness. So you wake up, you know, and you make it work. Community makes it work for you here. No different from living anywhere else in the world or any other town. You got to make it work. You wake up in the morning and you decide on your own happiness.
Kom drie keiers, ontmoet die kleurvolle karakters van Sentraal Suid-Afrika. Luister na die volle gesprek online op ofm.co.za.